这一个特别喜乐的日子，我们不但是在这里庆祝一个我们华人的农历的新年，大家团聚在一起，我们更看见有新的生命在主里面诞生，这是何等奇妙也何等重要的事情。
This is such a special day because we not only that we're celebrating Chinese New Year together, but we also have people who are getting baptized today.
因为这是一个从脱离黑暗进入神的美好的一个时刻。
Because it's a moment that we're leaving the darkness in our lives and entering into the beauty and goodness of God.
今天我要和弟兄姐妹来看神的真理，神的话，是在《生命记》的第十一章第八到第十六节。
Today, the sermon is going to be from the Bible verses in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 8 to 16.
我们要一起来念这一段。如果你是用中文念，你就念那读台语，用台语读。If you are reading English, you can read English, okay? 好，我们一起来念这段经文。生命记十一章第八节，请。
Therefore, be careful to obey every command I'm giving you today, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey.For the land you are about to enter and take over is not like the land of Egypt from which you came. Where you planted your seed and made irrigation ditches with your fruit as in a vegetable garden. Rather, the land you will take over is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. A land that the Lord, your God, cared for.
从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。十三节，你们若留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。十四节。
Then you will send the rain in their proper season, the early late rain, so you can bring in your harvest of grain, new wine and olive oil.
He will give you large pasture land for your livestock,
and you yourself will have all you want to eat. But be careful, don't let your heart be deceived, so that you turn away from the Lord and serve and worship other gods. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you.
你是那一位赐给我们真理，叫我们能够行在光中的神。
You're God who give us your truth and helping us to walk in the light.
在这黑暗的时代，你却成我们的真光。
In this darkness, in this world of darkness, you are our light.
我们深知道，你就是那位从年头到年末都与我们同在的那一位神。
We know that you're the God who is with us from the beginning to the end of the year.
我们来数算你从岁首到年终的各样的恩典，实在是数算不尽。
And we can't finish counting the blessings that you have given us. Because you have given us your salvation. We have your light in our lives. We can see the world through your eyes. And we can receive the wisdom that's from you. In the joyfulness we receive this year. And we all gather here.
我们台语堂、华语堂、英语堂弟兄姐妹联合在基督里。
All three congregations united as one.
因为都是从一个救恩来。
And it's coming from one salvation.
我们也引于一位圣灵。
And it's coming from one Holy Spirit.
我们在基督里合而为一。
And we're united in Jesus Christ.
成为神的见证和
祝福。
To
give testimony to the world.
谢谢主。
Thank you, God.
愿这时候你再次将真理的圣灵赏给我们每一位。
And may you give us truth today,
让我能够明白,
so that we can understand,
能够跟着去行,
we can follow.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，今天我们在这里过农历的初三。
Today is the third day of the Lunar Chinese New Year.
就是我们教会的新春礼拜。
It's our Chinese New Year worship.
我们知道在华人过年的这个年这个字。
The word 年 in Chinese
有一个传说
There's a legend
说这个年是一只野兽
That 年 is actually a monster
它专门在这个 年末的时候就出来开始要吃人。
And at the end of the Chinese New Year, it comes out, Chinese New Year Day comes out and eats people.
所以呢，在除夕夜的时候呢，所有的人为了避免被年吃掉，赶快回家团圆，不能去到外面。
So Chinese New Year Eve, people want to go home to be protected from the monster.
所以我们有所谓的年夜饭，团圆在家里面的这个风俗。
So we eat New Year's Eve dinner at home.
这样子可以避免被年兽吃掉。
So that we won't be eaten by the monster.
向来我们华人在过春节的时候，我们都喜欢传统上会在家里面的这个所谓的门框和门楣上贴上红色的春联。
So for all the Chinese people, we like to put couplings on the door frames.
这种习俗到底是从何而来呢？
How do we get this custom?
如果你对圣经的旧约圣经以色列出埃及有一点熟悉的话，你就会发觉好像很类似。
If you have read Exodus in the Bible, you will find something very similar to this.
因为以色列人要出埃及的那一个晚上，
Because during the Passover, before they leave Egypt,
就是那个 Passover, 就是那个逾越节那个晚上，
The night of the Passover,
他们必须用羊血涂在他们每一个人家里的门框和门楣上。
God commanded them to put the blood of the lamb on the door frames.
这样子那个所谓的要灭命的天使就会跨越过去，不进去里面将长子杀掉。
So that the angel will pass over all the firstborn of the Israelite family.
所以这样子的一个圣经的背景和华人在这个门框门楣上用这个红色的春联，其实是很类似的。
So you can see the similarities of these two stories.
我相信这不是巧合。
I don't think it's just a coincidence.
深信这是有渊源的。
I believe that there's a reason.
所以我们今天看的这个圣经，
So the Bible verse that we're reading today,
就是当那个时刻之后他们出了埃及了。
Happened when they left Egypt.
他们要准备进去迦南地。
Before they're entering the land of Canaan.
进入一个新的境界。
Before they enter a new world.
神应许给他们要进去的祝福的地方。
God had promised them this land.
神告诉他们要应许得什么。
And God have told them what they are going to inherit.
并且告诉他们如何得这个应许。
And how to receive this inheritance.
我想也这个也对我们今天的基督徒要过新年是一个很好的一个同样可以勉励我们的。
And that is giving us great encouragement today.
我们的题目叫做脱离黑暗进入美好。
The topic of our message is called Detach from Darkness and Enter into Beauty and Goodness.
首先第一个我们一起看的。
Let's read this first.
在岁首的时候我们面向一个未知的日子。
At the beginning of the year, we're looking forward to an unknown future.
没有一个人能够完全知道到底这一年会发生什么事。
No one knows what's going to happen in this new year, right?
对未来的日子，我们怎么样来度过这些日子呢？
And how are we going to get by in the days to come?
圣经里面这样说。
The Bible tells us this.
第九节。
Verse 9.
并使你们的日子在耶和华向你们列祖启示应许给他们和他们后裔的地上得以长久，后面那一句话，那是流来与蜜之地。
It says that we're entering into a land flowing with milk and honey.
好，所以这个应许是一个流来与蜜之地。
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
奶来自于动物最高的营养物。
Milk is a highly nutritious product.
蜜是来自于植物的最精华的东西。
And honey is the essence of all the flowers.
那在这里要预表什么呢？在比喻什么呢？
And what do these represent in the Bible?
奶比喻恩典。
Milk represents grace.
好，下一章哈。这个奶比喻恩典，你可以看见彼得前书二章二节这样说，说就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长以致得救。第三，你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
In 2 Peter, we see that like newborn babies, we crave for pure spiritual milk. And now that we have tasted, we know that God, Lord is good.
所以这是第一个，这里提醒，它是恩典，属恩的滋味。
And we see that it reminds us that milk is the taste of grace.
蜜是预表什么？也比喻成真理。
Milk represents the truth.
蜜。
Milk.Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Honey represents the truth.
因为在诗篇的119篇103节这样说
Because in Psalm 119 it says here
你的言语在我堂上何等甘美在我口中比蜜更甜
It says how sweet are your words to my taste sweeter than honey to my mouth
所以这里用你的言语和蜜来比较
It says that so it makes a connection of words and honey
所以因此在这里说呢那是一个流奶与蜜之地是在比喻什么呢
And what does the land of milk and honey mean?
比喻恩典和真理是何等的丰盛。
It means there's so much abundance that we can find in God's grace and His truth.
因为在新约约翰福音第一章第十节就明确地告诉我们。
Because in the New Testament, John chapter 1:14, it says,
我们一起念好不好？你如果用台湾话，念国语的国语 ，English, you can read English. Okay, 我们一起来。
Let's read together.
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣耀正是父独生子的荣光弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
注意这个地方
Pay attention here,
有恩典有真理
there's grace and there's truth,
是充充满满的有恩典有真理
and it's full of grace and truth.
那为什么有恩典有真理充充满有恩典有真理是神的赐福呢
Why are those blessings from the Lord?
我们各位知道这个恩典是爱
We know that God's grace is love.
真理是公义
That truth is His righteousness.
所以这个爱和公义呢会带来祝福
And God's love and righteousness will bring us blessing.
上个月我们的旁边的这个绿草的地方呢有人donate了一幅很漂亮这个儿童的玩乐的这个场地在这里。
Last month, someone donated a playground for our yard.
哇真的是恩典啊。
And it's such a blessing to the church.
我看这边小孩子已经都哇这个按耐不住跃跃欲试 Pastor Chen, may I go to the playground to play?
And all the kids want to go play in the playground.
他们一直急着要去玩。
They are anxious to go and play.
当然我好希望他们去玩，因为教会空间实在是太少，让小孩子有地方可以玩乐。
And I really want them to go because we don't have enough room for the kids inside the church.
但是我跟他们说 ，Of course.
But I said 当然。
But
但是
，Let your mom or your dad know.
让你爸妈知道。
叫他们要有爸爸妈妈在场
，so that their parents need to be present。
就是一群小孩在玩 ，OK， 那是一个恩典，但是要有家长在那里 take care。
It's a grace to have children play in the playground, but we also need to have parents watching over them.
如果保守他们不发生危险
，so that they can be protected and be safe。
让小孩在玩的时候不会混乱，有秩序。
So that they will be in order.
这样子他们玩可以不会打架，不会有人等一下哭回来。
So they will not fight among each other and come back crying.
所以你看，有恩典也有真理。
So you see, we need grace, but we also need righteousness.
会带来长远的祝福。
So that there will be long-term blessing.
你来美国这个国家是一个自由的国家。
You came to America, it's a free country.
哇，多好啊！
Isn't it? It's such a great free country.
你觉得这里自不自由
？Do you feel freedom here?
自不自由
？Are you free in America?
有人说很不自由哎，我们在中国，我们看到红灯参考一下，没车就过去。
Some people may say, "Oh, in China, I'm more free because if I see traffic, like it's just for reference, I just cross."
那个交通规则又没有 police， 我们就给他过去也没事吧
？The traffic laws is just meaningless.
可是你为什么知道这个国家好，我们喜欢移民来这里呢
？But do you know why we like this country and we immigrate here?
因为自由是自由的，可是有真理。是有秩序的
，because freedom also means to be in order。
所以这些美好可以保持长久
，so that the beauty can be preserved。
所以要有恩典，也要有真理相伴。
So besides grace, we also need to have God's truth。
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你要孩子有好的前途，对不对
？Don't you want to have a bright future for your children？
所以当我们爱他的时候
，so when you love them，
他要什么你都给。
What they want, do you give them everything they want?
但是你觉得这是真的爱他吗
？But do you think doing this is truly loving them?
是没错
，Maybe it is.
但是你一定会用什么相伴？管教相伴。
But then you also need to have discipline, right?
有真理
，that you have truth.
所以有恩典加上真理
So you can not only have grace, but you also need to have truth.
长长远远的祝福。
Then you can have long-term blessing.
所以在我们新年，上帝赐给我们美好是什么呢？
So what is God's beauty and goodness for us?
他这里讲说，有基督的同住，就有充充满满的恩典和真理。
It says that when we dwell in Jesus, we will have His blessings.
因为那位神爱我们。
Because our God loves us.
他告诉我们什么是爱。
He told us what is love.
原来爱里面是要分辨是非的。
But in that love, we need to discern what's right and wrong.
原来爱里面是要把罪除掉的。
We need to be removing our sins.
原来爱是要面对上帝对罪的讨伐的。
Because love also means that you will face His judgment.
这是真理。
That is the truth.
所以在哥林多后书一章二十节这样说。
And in 2 Corinthians, we find this.
神的应许不论有多少。
For no matter how many promises God has made,
在基督都是是的。
In Christ, everything is yes.
原来在恩典里面，为什么在基督里都是是的呢？
Why God promised that in Christ everything is amen or yes?
因为在基督里解决了真理和爱和恩典那个平衡的这个事情。
Because in Christ we found the balance between God's love and His righteousness.
神原来对我们的罪的讨伐，借着耶稣基督的爱替我们死，就一笔勾销了。
And through Jesus' death on the cross, He has cancelled our debts.
所以我们就直接成为神的儿女。
So now we are His children.
早上我跟文艺和英慧说，你们现在就进入神国了。
This morning I told the people who were baptized today that you have entered into God's kingdom.
就从信了耶稣就直接进入神的国了。
That right after you believe in Jesus, you are in the kingdom of God.
就进了神的丰丰富富的国了。
You're in His abundance.
因为已经有了恩典，也有了真理了。
Because you already have His truth and His righteousness and grace.
所以在这里讲了，在基督里都是是的，借着他都是实在的，因为神要叫我们得荣耀。
Because we There is yes in Christ, and through Him the Amen is spoken by the glory of God.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
在基督里都是是的。
In Christ, everything is yes.
在基督里就有那应许的成全。
That you will have His promise.
就有那丰丰丰富的祝福的开始。
That you have a beginning of His abundance.
在基督里都是是的。
In Christ, you are yes.
一切的祝福离不开基督。
All the blessings.Cannot be removed from Christ.
我们所知道的伟大的科学家牛顿哈，他起初呢，只是因为一颗苹果，而这个苹果从天上丢给他，因为这个事情发生这件事而已。
We know that the scientist Newton, because of an apple fell on his head, he found the theory, scientific theory of gravity.
照样的，上帝也只是给了这个 Disney 哈 ，Disney 这个人一只老鼠。而且这给这些老鼠的时候，也只是在他的穷苦潦倒到连面包都没得吃的时候出现了老鼠。
And God gave Mr. Disney the vision of a mouse, and that made him think of Mickey Mouse.
可是上帝给每一个人不同的恩典。
God has given each of us something special, a blessing.
这个恩典甚至在有时候是不是什么特别的恩典。
Maybe it may not be something that you think is so special.
只是一颗过熟的苹果掉下来。
Maybe it could be just a ripe apple that fell on your head.
只是一只好像来跟他抢食的老鼠。
It could be just a mouse just appear in front of you.
可是上帝却把这个平凡的东西让它变成不平凡的事情发生。
But God can make those things that you don't think is special, special.
牛顿因为这个从上面掉下来的苹果他竟然发现万有引力的定律。
Because of the apple that fell on Newton's head, he found gravity.
奠定了他在物理学上不可动摇的地位。
And he became the father, one of the most important scientists in the world.
就是没有不晓得，如果苹果掉下来，你会什么感想
？What happens if an apple falls on your head? What do you think about that?
如果有苹果掉下来，你会什么感想
？What do you think when you see an apple fall?
哎呦，有没有摔烂了？好可惜。
You may just think that, oh, is it gonna, you know, be wasted because it's, you know, broken?
或者是在抬头看，在咬多几颗带回去，今天不用去菜市场买水果了。
Or you may think that, hey, let me get more apples from the tree.
可是那个苹果却带来不平凡的人发现一个世界的定理。
But then that apple made Newton found gravity.
上帝只给他一个。称太熟的苹果。
had God only shown him a ripe apple.
照样的，这个潦倒的迪士尼那只老鼠。
And that mouse, for Disney, Mr.
这给他一个灵感。
It gave him idea.
让他这个画了一只米老鼠 Mickey Mouse.
So that he created Mickey Mouse.
他成为人类生活当中一个不可缺少的一个带着孩子过童年的一个绘画出来的像。
And he built an empire out of that.
而这个事情就奠定了迪士尼一个不可动摇的 cartoon 哈，那个所谓的动画王国。
And he built an empire out of this.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神不会误事的。
God will not make a mistake.
借着在基督里都是是的。
In Jesus, everything can be yes.
因为借着基督，你成为神的儿女了。
Because through Jesus, we become His children.
借着基督，神就将所爱的儿女放在他宝贝的手中。
And through Jesus, He has held you in His hands.
所以，《申命记》三十三章三二十五节这样告诉我们。
And we can see in Deuteronomy chapter 33.
你的门栓是铜的，铁的。
It says here, the bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze.
你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
And your strength will equal your days.
我们一起讲，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
Let's read this together. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days.
一年有360多个日子。
There's 360 days in a year.
这个期间有很多的辛苦。
You may experience hardship.
可能有病痛。
Maybe you will fall sick.
可能会疲倦。
You may be fatigued, tired.
甚至有时候失望。
Or in despair.
乃至于会失败。
Or fail.
有很多的不如意的日子。
There will be days that it doesn't go your way.
在每一天的工作，每一天的生活，也很多的挑战的工作发生。
And there's a lot of difficulties that will happen.
很多的困难。
Many problems.
可是。
But.
我们每一天都有够用的力量。
Every day we have sufficient strength.
因为这里说你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
Because it says in this verse that our strength will equal our days.
神会照着你的需要，因为你是他所疼爱的儿女。
Because we are children that he cherished.
他都把他的独生爱子舍了命，为了救我们。
He gave his one and only son for your lives.
更何况你我。
So, aren't we most important?
每一天所要度的日子。
And all the days that we face,
我不晓得你疼不疼你的儿女。
Do you love your children?
疼不疼
？Do you love your children?
哎呀，我知道我们所有移民来美国的父母亲啊，哎呀，来这里做二等公民啊，再辛苦就是盼望我的儿女可以在这里顶天立地。
I know that a lot of parents that immigrate here and suffer for their children.
你是还没有到舍命的地步了。
Maybe you didn't die for them.
但是你舍弃了很多。其实我知道我们在国内很多弟兄姐妹都是很成功成名就的人，可是来这里就下了一阶，都是为了爱儿女在这里有好的教育。
Different things for your children to come here.
因为你们爱你的儿女。
Because you love your kids.
所以天父岂不爱你，带你走每一天的日子吗？
So doesn't our God also love us because we're His children?
所以我们一个从罪恶里出来的人。
So people who have been escaped from sin.
在属灵上出埃及的人。
People who have left Egypt in our spirit.
神要让我们从他得力量。
God wants us to receive His strength.
我们已经脱去了埃及的旧人。
We have already taken off
一些旧思想、旧习惯，那些不好的，我们都脱掉。
The old habits, those negative things that happen in our life, we want to remove them.
我们要进入神的美好。
We want to enter into the beauty and goodness of the Lord.
那是属灵的祝福的迦南地。
Because that's where the promised land is.
第二个，新年有什么美好呢？
Now, what is another thing about this new year?
新年有从神来的护理的美好。
That there is beauty and goodness in his life.
面对未来的这一个不知道的日子，我怎么过呢？
How am I going to face the unknown?
再来的日子是惧怕的呢，还是希望的呢？
Is it, are those going to be days of fear or days of hope?
11节这样说。
In verse 11 says here.
你要过去得为业的那地，乃是有山有谷、雨水滋润之地。
It says that the land that we're taking over is a land that has hills and valleys.
什么叫做有山有谷又雨水呢？
And what does it mean to have hills, valleys, and plenty of rain?
山谷就是比喻神的宝库。
The valley means the protection of the Lord.
在那个雅歌书二章一节就告诉我们，我是撒罗的玫瑰，是谷中的百合花。
It says that in Song of Songs, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys.
我就是耶稣基督。
I represent Jesus.
撒伦是平原。
Sharon is a field.
我是平原的玫瑰花。
I am the rose in the field.
那也是山谷里面的百合花。
And also a lily in the valley.
那个百合花在那个山尖上，它的风大，然后有各种的这个挑战。可是因为有这个山谷挡住那些风，它可以长得又纯洁又漂亮。
That even though there are winds, there's storm in the valleys, because of the mountains that are blocking those, the lily can grow. As beautiful as it can be.
所以表明我们在山谷，在谷底的时候，神是你我的保护。
It means that when we are in the valley, God is like a mountain protecting.
这里说雨水。
Now here says rain.
雨水是我们的供应。
Rain is our provision.
因为在希伯来书第六章第七节告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 7.
就如一块田地，吃过屡次下了雨水。生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。
It says that land that drinks rain from falling on it will receive the blessing of God.
所以你看那个雨水，屡次的下的雨水，原来它会成为你的生命随时的需要。
That the rain falling on us will be the provision from the Lord.
所以雨水特别对我们这个南加州人重不重要？
Isn't it important
for
us living in Southern California?
听说今天晚上会下雨。
I heard that it's going to rain tonight.
好久没下雨了。
It hasn't rained for quite a while.
我都怕说随时这个市政府又说这个开始一个礼拜只能洒一支水、两支水，而且一洒只是哪一个时间可以洒？哦，又开始头痛了。
I'm afraid that the city will restrict the use of water if it doesn't rain.
然后这里告诉我们说，屡次下的水就会长出菜蔬。然后在耕种的人之用，这都是从神来的祝福。
But it says that the rain will also make produces a crop, and those are the blessings of the Lord.
所以，当我们信靠上帝的时候
，So when we trust in the Lord,
这位上帝并不是造了世界之后，然后他就说，好了，那我都造好了，好，那你们好自为之，我走了。
He's not a God who created the world and said, "Okay, now you're on your own. I'm leaving. I'm gone."
上帝乃是那位继续用眼光，用他的全能在眷顾这个世界的神。
But the Lord is a God who is always watching us all the time.
他不是造万物，他还护理万物。
He's not only the Creator, He also protects us.
所以我们的日子是可以在神的陪伴下，在神的力量下，在神的保守下来度过的。
So all our days can be living under His protection.
所以弟兄姐妹们
Brothers, sisters,
在这个我们刚才所读的第14节这里说
In verse 14
从他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上使你们可以收藏五谷新酒和油
It says that he will send the rains in their proper season so that we'll get the harvest of grain, new wine and olive oil
请注意这里有一个字叫做按时
It says here that he's sending the rains in their proper seasons.
按时降雨
In their proper seasons, he was sending the rain.
请你们告诉我，洛杉矶这里都是在什么时候会下雨？
Can you tell me in LA when does start to rain?
什么时候？
When?
冬天。
Winter?
冬天，因为你现在冬天，你知道冬天可能下雨。
We know that in winter it's going to rain.
还有什么会下雨？
And what else?
秋天也下雨。
During fall, it rains here in LA.
所以这里讲的秋雨春雨。
That's why it says here also of the rains in their proper seasons. Like
因为当圣经在写的时候，他们在哪里，你知道吗？
Do you know that where are they?
在哪里？
They wrote this passage.
在地中海沿岸。跟这里气候一模一样，就是下秋雨和下春雨的时候。
They were by the Mediterranean Sea, the Israelites, and the weather is like Southern California, so it rains during fall and winter as well.
所以这个所谓的地中海型气候，它下雨是有定时的。那个定时呢，就是这里说的按时降雨。
In this Mediterranean weather, it also rains in their proper seasons.
所以表明什么？表明神及时的供应，表明神完全的供应，表明神让我们一无所缺。
It means that God provides just in time. He provides completely, and we are lack of nothing.
Hey, 弟兄姐妹们，你们都不会觉得这个春雨秋雨之好啊。
Brothers and sisters, don't you feel blessed that we have rain?
洛杉矶下雨少吧，对不对？
There's not too much rain in
LA,
right?
但是多好还是少好？
Is it better to have more rain or less rain? It's better to have more rain, right?
是多好还是少好？
It's better to have more rain.
我们投票一下，多好的几所。
Do you think it's better to have more rain? Raise your hands.
好，放下。少好的几所。
You think it's better to have less rain? Raise your hands.
好像差不多哎。
I think it's about the
same. 哇，上帝很难当哎。
It's so hard to be God.
到底该多还是该少？
So, which one is better?
你们在这里买水果便不便宜？
Is it cheap to buy fruits here in LA?
便不便宜？
Is it cheap?
这里的物资便不便宜？
All the resources here are cheap.
为什么？
Why?
你知道为什么吗？
You know why?
知道什么原因吗？
Do you know the reason why fruits are so cheap?
因为下雨少。
Because of less rain.
为什么下雨少就跟这些物质有关系？
And you think why less rain means?
我没有说不下雨哦，是下雨少哦。
I said less rain, not no rain.
因为你知道这个春雨秋雨它的意义带来什么？它给大地滋润，我刚才不是讲吗？它那个水就吸下去了，雨水就下去了。
Because rain will refresh the land.
然后你那个春天到了万树开花，不是吗
？And during spring, all the flowers blossom.
开花如果下大雨会有什么后果
？What happens if there's too much rain?
会什么后果
？When the flowers start to bloom,
那些花苞都被打掉了。
All the flower buds
不结果了
will die.
不结果了
bear fruit.
那你今年买水果肯定贵的要死。
So then it will be very expensive. You buy fruit.
听懂吗？
Do you understand?
啊，没有花的话呢，蜂蜜就采不到花，就没有蜜了。
If there's no flower, then there's no honey.
你了解吗？
Do you understand?
所以弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
哎呀，神按时的下雨，
God
是一个祝福。
Give us rain in proper seasons regularly is our blessing.
所以当这样子的祝福临到，就在这个希伯来书四章十六节这里所说的，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前，为要得灵性蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So it says here that God will help us in our time of need.
做随时的帮助，就是神按着他所爱的儿女的需要，定时给我们。
That through our time of need, He will give us, provide for us regularly.
那会有什么后果？
Then what would be the end result?
最后那一句话，可以收藏五谷新酒和油。
It says that so that we can harvest grain, new wine, and olive oil.
五谷新酒和油好像我们天天在吃也不怎么样，没什么特别啊。
Every day we eat grain and we eat maybe eat a lot of olive oil. Don't think it's anything special.
有时候这个五谷都还吃到剩下，还长米虫，好像吃不完呢。
Sometimes
like
we have so much grain. It's
可是弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
But brothers and sisters,
五谷到底是什么？
What does grain represent?
五谷就是讲我们的属灵的生命。
It's telling us about our spiritual life.
神给我们那属灵的生命。
God has given us a spiritual life.
你知道你的生命其实有时候会属世的，你晓得吗
？Do you know that your life can sometimes belong to the world?
因为撒旦随时在找可吞吃的人，
because,
他何等不甘愿你们这些人曾回到神那里去，他要把你咬回去啊
！Because our enemy is like a roaring lion trying to take us with him.
所以你必须有生命力量来抵挡他。
So we need to have spiritual life.
如果你成为一个软弱的基督徒啊
，If you're a weak Christian,
你就会慢慢慢慢又回去算命，慢慢慢慢又回去。拜那些有的没的，慢慢慢慢就和世俗的朋友一起去找那些东西。
The world，
所以这里讲
，And here it says，
第六诗篇六十五章第九节说：“你眷顾他，降下透雨，使地大得肥美，神的河满了水。你这样浇灌的地，好为人预备五谷。”
In Psalm 65, it says that because the land is so abundant.That people were provided with grain.
因此呢，你得到供应，那你就有侍奉的性情，显出在侍奉的时候带出 主的香气和生命出来。
Because God has provided for you, when you serve Him, you can carry out His fragrance.
第二个说新酒。
And second, it talks about the new wine.
新酒是什么呢？
What is the new wine?
新酒是比喻成属灵的恩赐。
New wine represents the spiritual gifts.
为什么叫做新酒是属灵的恩赐呢？
Why is the new wine spiritual gift?
我们若记得使徒行传第二章那里记载他们怎么样被圣灵充满的时候发生的事情。
If you remember in Acts 2, it talks about the Pentecost.
二章十一节说什么？说都听见门徒们用他们来自于世界各处回来的油条，不是油条哦，从四处回来的油条，犹太人的油条哈，回来，他们讲不同的话。
You see that a lot of people, Jewish, Israelite, Jewish people came back from other places.
因为他们一年都要回来一次到耶路撒冷来敬拜上帝嘛。
Who came back to Jerusalem to worship God? They were speaking.
所以他们用他们的乡谈来讲神的大作为，就是讲福音的大能告诉他们呢。
They were speaking in tongues.
哎，这些人又没有去读外语学校，为什么能够讲所谓的乡谈呢？就讲他们的方言呢？
How would they know how to speak in a different language that they don't, they're not supposed to know?
就是你在美国生的孩子将来回北京的话，他不会讲北京话。
Just like, maybe your children who are born here who never learned Chinese properly went back to China.
告诉他亲戚说 I'm an American.
And try to, you know, speak, should be speaking in English.
那些就是油桥，不是油桥，是华侨。
They're,
他不讲，他不讲他们的话了，所以回到那里怎么去听到福音？属灵的恩赐就展现出来。
So they have forsaken speaking their own language, but then when they came back, they received the spirit of the Lord,
使他们能够供应侍奉的能力啊。
That they were able to understand and speak in their own tongues.
最后一个是油。
And the lastly is oil.
比喻成圣灵的同在。
It means the presence of the Holy Spirit.
出埃及记三十章二十五节说，要按着做香之法调和，做成圣膏油。
In Exodus 30, it says that we need to something into anointing oil.
这个膏油和圣有关系。
Now anointing oil has to represent holiness, godliness.
什么是圣
？What is holiness?
什么叫做圣
？What is holy？
什么叫做圣
？Do you know what is holy？
啊，圣就圣啊，什么叫做圣
？Holy is holy。
原来圣是叫做属神的意思。
Holy are， 不好意思，你说什么？
属神的。
哦、oh, ，belonging to the Lord， belonging to God，
叫做圣
，means holy。
所以什么叫做圣徒
？So the saints， what do saints represent？
什么叫做圣徒
？Who are the holy？
是天天洗澡叫圣徒吗？
Are the people who pray every day?
什么叫圣徒？
Saints?
还是讲话很低很沉那种叫圣徒？
Or people who are speaking very low?
什么叫圣徒？
Who are the saints?
属神的基督徒叫圣徒吗？
The people who belong to the Lord.
所以有油就预表什么？属神，也就是说你的服事是纯全的意思。圣灵会保守我们纯全在神的里面。
So oil represents that the Holy Spirit will safeguard our purity.
所以这里讲神会护理。
So God will know how to care.
神会眷顾。
He will watch over.
神继续在保守，继续在供应。
And He continues to provide for us.
继续在保护。
Continues to protect us.
我不晓得你们有没有经验去养过羊，羊。
Have you ever raised lamb?
你乡下乡下有在乡下长大养过羊的举手一下。
Can you raise your hand if you lived in the countryside and have raised?
哦，你们全部都是城市人啊！
啊，You're all city folks.
那个有养羊的经验，我听了一个牧师他讲过，他以前家很穷，住在乡下，他们有养过家里有养羊啊。
I heard from a pastor that when he were younger, he raised sheep.
那个羊呢？平常放在羊圈里面。
And when the sheep are in the flock.
然后时间到了，那爸爸就跟他说，那个把羊赶出去吃饭吃草啊。
And the father says, okay, time for them to go eat.
然后他就把那几十只羊就赶去那个他们说有山坡地，去那个山坡地方去吃草。
Oh, so they send the flock to graze in the field.
那么至少吃完了呢，差不多一个多小时，一两个小时呢，要把羊再赶，哎，也一群再赶回羊圈来。
And after a couple of hours, they will get the sheep back.
然后怎么赶呢？
How do they move the sheep?
所以我刚才问你们说，你有没有养过羊？如果有养过，你知道怎么赶羊。
So that's why I ask you, have you ridden a sheep? Because you know.
他说他怎么赶，你知道不？
He told me what he did.
他说要赶的时候啊，
says,
不是一大群，然后拿着竹竿一直乱赶，不是。
He says, no, you can't just prop them with sticks.
他说赶的时候只有两个小秘诀。
There's two secrets.
要不要听？
Do you want to know?
要不要听？我看很多人在睡，好像没想要听喽。
Maybe people are sleeping.
好了，我们再跳过去好了。
Maybe I should skip.
要不要听？
Do you want to know?
要听醒过来啊，不要一直睡啊。
If you want to listen, you don't want to fall asleep.
其实牧师怕你睡着，所以稍微这样挑你一下。
Yeah, just joking with you.
他就说啊，
And he says,
其实养羊不难。
It's not hard to
要把它赶去用草，他只要盯着这些羊群呢、啊，一定有一只领头羊。
Because inside the flock there will be a leader.
他只要赶那一只就可以了。
He just need to push that sheep.
把那一头羊赶到哪里，这一群羊就跟到哪里。
And wherever that leader moves, all the flock will move.
要回家就赶那一头羊回来，其他就跟回来。
And if you pull the leader back, all the sheep will follow.
但是其中呢，有一些小羊啊。
But among them there will be small sheep.
比较难。
It's harder to move.
因为小羊懵懵懂懂
，because they are they don't understand，
所以他会乱跑
，and they will just go their own way。
所以他要赶呢，把领头羊赶回家，然后有注意那几头小羊不成熟的羊，有时候跑掉可能呼呼呼，那些羊就被赶回来，所以就完完整整没有漏掉一只羊回来了。
So besides moving the leader, you also need to move those smaller sheep。
所以他就想啊。
And he says here,
从这个牧羊的这个经验、啊、
from his experience of pastoring sheep,
他那很体会这个牧羊的心情。
He understands、
啊、
the heart of pastors.
大卫本来是一个牧羊人。
David was a shepherd.
啊，这个大卫呢，他就在一生的经历当中，我们知道从大卫的故事，很多的失败，很多的攻击啊，很多的挑战临到他。
We know that David underwent a lot of challenges and issues.
常常有时候是挫折的，不晓得该怎么办。你去看诗篇，就看到哇，他哭到那个床都会飘起来，不是船哦，床都飘起来哈。
If you read Psalms, you'll see how sad he could be in such misery he was.
第二，因为你有没有曾经哭到床飘起来
？Have you ever cried to a point that the bed actually seems like it's floating?
我想你是哭到船飘起来。但是他在诗篇里面讲的，哎呀，好难的人生啊，对不对
？But it's so hard. David shows us life is hard.
可是大卫啊，他就想到啊
，But David also thought about this.
他所信靠的上帝
，The God that he trusts in.
他坚定相信这位上帝是非常了解他的。
He truly believes God understands him.
因为他知道他的上帝是真神，是那独一的神，造万物的神，是爱人的神。
You know that God is the Creator, the one who loves all mankind.
所以他就比喻上帝是一个牧羊人。
So he says God is a pastor.
所以在诗篇二十三篇，他这样说。
And Psalm 13 it says.
我们看诗篇二十三篇，那怎么是各位念好不好
？23.
熟吧，来，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。耶和华是牧者，我必不致缺乏。牧羊人一定会让他的羊吃饱，而且安安全全的回到羊圈来。
The Lord, the pastor will always make sure the sheep are well fed and come back to their home.
他不是说。呼呼呼，把他赶出去，然后他就跑去玩，不是
？It's not. He just move them and then leave.
他乃是从头到尾安全的带出去吃饱，并且护理他们，保护他们，供他们吃饱，再带回来。
He will make sure that they are well fed, protected, and come back safe.
他晓得神是这样的神。
And David knows that's the kind of God that we serve.
甚至呢，诗篇三十二篇七节，他说：“你是我的藏身之处。”
It says in another Psalm 32 that God is our hiding place.
你必保佑我。
That He will protect us.
你会在我四围用那个得救的乐歌围绕我。
And surround us with songs of deliverance.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
神是继续在供应。
God has been providing for us continuously.
神也继续在保护。
And He is still protecting us.
所以我们在主耶稣基督里面。
So in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
无论你有灰心的时候。
Even when you feel despair.
他要给你希望。
He wants to give us hope.
你在疾病的时候。
That when you're sick.
他要医治你。
He wants to heal you.
你在忧伤的时候。
When you're sad.
他安慰你。
He wants to comfort you.
你在缺乏的时候
When you are in need,
他也要满足你
He wants to satisfy your need.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
主是我们的藏身之处
The Lord is our hiding place.
藏身之处听懂吗
Hiding place. Do you understand what that means?
藏身之处
A hiding place.
我那天去我们文艺兄因为姐家的时候他们有一个藏身之处
When I went to our brother and sister house, they have a hiding place in their house.
麻雀虽小五脏俱全
Even though the house may be smaller, but they're hiding.
特温暖
But it's so comforting when I went there.
而且整个桌上摆满了好吃的东西。
All the table are full with such good food.
啊，真的是叫你不致缺乏。
And there's nothing lacking.
神在我们的今年这一段路，他要如此的保护我们，有一个藏身之处，而让我们不致缺乏。
So God wants to provide us a hiding place this year, so that there's nothing that we are in lack of.
最后我们看新年有什么美好呢
Lastly, let's see what's the beauty and goodness for this new year.
新年有引导的美好
There is a guided beauty.
怎么样能够得到神的眷顾呢
How do we receive His protection then?
各位请注意哦
Please pay attention.
你过去在传统的拜拜的里面
If you are falling into the tradition
你就去找一个神然后拜他请那个神哦按照你的心意来给你解决你的问题。
You think that by worshiping deities, they will take care of your problem for you.
那拜完了，如果拜的是解，哎，有成。
But and if something that if actually after you worship it happens for you,
你就照着当时跟这个神明的约定，你就演了一出布袋戏给他看。
Then you fulfill your promise to the deity.
或者演了一出这个歌仔戏给他看。
Maybe show him, give him a show.
你如果从台湾来的弟兄姐妹知道。所以我们小时候都不读书，都跑到那个庙火去看歌仔戏、看布袋戏嘛，是这样来的哈。因为有人哦，这个祷告神明成就了，所以要稍微回馈一下神明，就演歌仔戏、看布袋戏给看。现在还听说演那些不穿衣服的给神明看。
They would put on shows for their deities when they give them what they want.
然后事情就这样子，两就是银货两讫啊。
Then both parties are satisfied.
那是拜神吗
Is that truly a worship?
是你是神还是他是神
Who is the God here? You or that deity?
因为你是神你叫他给你成就你的事情然后解决了他这个小费拿去这样
It seems like you're asking for a favor
他是仆人啊
And then you give him some tips.
但是我们知道圣经告诉我们这位神 No, 他不是那个所谓的只是贿赂解决你的欲望的那一位神。
But the Bible tells us our God is not like that.
他告诉你他供应我们他告诉你要护理我们他是说什么呢说是有一条路的。
He says that He provides for us and He has given us a path.
祝福已经放在那里。
He has already had blessings.
但是你要得你要从这个路过去。
But to receive the blessing, you need to walk on His path.
那个路是他预备好要让我们蒙福的路。
It's the only path, one path that you can go toward His blessing.
这个路是他要引导我们走的路。
It's a path that He wants to guide us to.
所以《申命记》的11章13节说，你们要留意听从我今日所吩咐的诫命。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 11, 13 says, you need to faithfully obey.
就好像诗篇73、78篇第一节说，我的名啊，你要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。
It's also like Psalm 78 says, My people, hear my teaching, listen to the words of my mouth.
怎么得到神的眷顾
？How do you get God's protection?
要留意听。
You need to listen carefully.
我们讲一次，要留意听。
Listen carefully. Can you say that with?
侧耳听，留意听。
Listen carefully.
因为他要告诉你祝福的路是这样去拿的
Because he's telling you how to be on his path
第二个11节说的
And second in verse 11
你们要守我今日所吩咐一切诫命
Says observe therefore all the commands I'm giving you today
你们要守
You need to observe
这个在希伯来文它是一个分词就是继续的
It means continuously observe
所以怎么样去得神的眷顾
How do you receive His care?
要恒心的守。
To observe faithfully.
不是只有一次守。
Not only once.
要继续守。
But continuously.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当你转化成为美国人的时候。
When you become American citizen.
你拿到了美国公民证的时候。
After you become the citizen.
如果你在犯罪，你知道会什么吗？
Do you know what happens if you commit a crime?
他把你赶回国耶。
They may take you back to your own country.
不守美国的法律，他把你赶回国。
If you don't obey the law of this land, they will take you.
所以你要在这里叫美国公民，要守美国的法律。
So if you are truly a citizen of this country, you need to obey the law of this land.
怎么样得神的眷顾？第三个。
Number three, how do you receive a blessing? Verse 13.
爱耶和华你的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。
It says to love the Lord your God and serve Him with all your heart and all your soul.
所以要得神的眷顾，留心听，恒心所，还要尽心的爱。
So to receive His protection, to listen carefully, obey faithfully, and love wholeheartedly.
这就是马可福音耶稣讲的说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And that's what Mark in the Gospel of Mark it tells us that you need to love your soul, God with your soul, your mind, and all your strength.
圣经的应许，从神来的应许，确确实实是恩典。
The promise from in the Bible is our blessing.
恩典的意思就是你不用付代价就拿着，白白的拿着，叫做恩典。
It's a grace from the Lord because you don't have to pay the price for it.
恩典的意思是我们本来不配，但是他现在给你，叫做恩典。
That you don't even deserve it, but then it was given to you.
就是罗马书第十一章第六节那里说的。
So just like in the book of Romans.
他说出于恩典的就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。
It says that if by grace, then it cannot be based on works.
就不是说你不是做了什么功劳，然后你可以得到的。
It's not because you merit it from your works.
那意思是什么？
What does that mean?
到底谁能得恩典？不是我做的，那谁会能谁能得恩典？
If I didn't do this, I didn't work for it, then how did I receive grace?
谁可以得恩典？
Who receives this grace?
也不是我做可以决定的啊。那到底谁可以得恩典？
I didn't earn it. I didn't decide it. Who's going to receive this grace?
谁可以得恩典？
Who is receiving the grace?
谁可以得恩典？我没有做什么，那到底恩典是要给谁？不知道，你也没有把握啊，谁
？Yeah, I didn't earn it, so how should I get this grace?
谁
？Doesn't make sense. Who?
谁？只有史文利跟那个吴英慧吗
？Only the brothers and sisters.
各位，你还没有受洗呢，那你不能得吗
？The people who are not baptized, they cannot receive this grace.
能不能
？Can they receive the grace?
恩典哦，我不晓得会不会上帝会给我的。
I'm not sure if God can give me His grace.
怎么能得
？How do we get His grace？
嘿嘿，这个很难呢。
It's so hard. I don't know.
难不难
？Is it hard？
留心听，恒心守，尽心爱。你就照这个路走就对了。
But God tells us that you need to
还愿你走在这个路上的都白白得啊。
Love Him with all your soul,
从现在开始继续走，就一直今年你就继续在这个路上走，你就是白白得啊。
And if you're walking on the path of loving Him with your whole heart, then you will be on the path.
所以《生命记》十一章第八节，刚才我们念一开始开宗明义就说，你要守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，使你壮胆能以进去。
So Deuteronomy 11:8 says that you need to observe God's command so that you can enter the land He promised.
请注意这个壮胆这句话。
And He says here that you will have the strength to go in.
你来美国开过车吧
？Have you driven a car when you're in America？
在洛杉矶开过车吗
？You must have driven a car.
有没有去过你第一次去的地方？有没有
？Have you ever driven to the place that you
经常嘛，对不对
？Came here.
经常嘛，经常去第一次去的地方。这个美国这么大这么大的地方，你是经常壮胆的去那个第一次去的地方嘛，对不对
？America is so big.
是吧
？Why do you always drive
你怎么壮胆法
to the first place that you came here？
怎么壮胆法
？How did you have this courage？
多吃几颗雄心豹子胆，所以就去了，是不是？
How did you receive this courage?
怎么去
？How did you go?
哈哈，陈牧师，现在手机上都有这个导航系统，那肯定没什么困难的吧，不是吧
？Oh, I don't worry because I use navigation.
因为你车上有导航系统，不是吗
？Because you have a navigation.
那个导航就告诉你到那里右转，甚至有的会讲华语的。
So that you know where you're going.
我的手机，我这个。 iPhone 7已经会讲华语了，他告我讲右转左转我就跟着转。
Some even can say in Chinese.
所以我敢不敢去，能不能去？
So can you drive to the anywhere you want?
因为导航系统就带着我去了嘛。
Yes, because we have a navigation system, right?
有时候特别会找他们说，哦，那里有一家好吃的餐厅，啊，怎么走？怎么走？哎，怎么走？就给他压下去，他就开始导航，就带到了一只把费啊。
Now we don't know how to get there, but we have navigation. They will tell us.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你照着神的话做，做照着神的话守，照着神的话行，不是就到了吗
？If you observe all the commandment of the Lord, wouldn't you get there?
那是恩典。
That's grace, God's grace.
所以诗篇的第一篇第二节这样说，说唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
So it says in Psalm 1, it says, Blessed is the one whose delight is in law of the Lord, and who meditates
in
law day
and night. 导航。
Law is our navigation.
昼夜思想，随时听他。
If we think about it all day and all night,
这人变为有福。
Then we are blessed.
这里不是说这人变为发福哦，如果去吃饱会一定发福，但这里就是有福。
It says here that you will be blessed.
他说呢，他就会按时结果子，就凡事顺利。
That you will also bear fruits. Everything will prosper for you.
中文哈，中文字有时候很有意思。
Chinese characters are very interesting.
从字的本身有时候会隐含的很深远的意义。
There may be very deep meanings in each character.
这个有福，这个福这个字。
The word Chinese character blessing.
这个字很有意思。
It's very interesting.
这个福哦，你看有一边哦，它是写一口甜。
On the right, it's composed of three parts.
祝福的福，你写写看。
One piece of land.
写写看，
一口甜。
有没有一口甜？右边是不是一口甜？
On the right,
一口甜
means actually a piece of land.
所以呢，在农业社会的时候啊，人哈，是和土地有密切的关系。
So in the past, people associate land with blessing.
一口甜就可以维持你的生命，可以维持你的生活。
Because if you have a piece of land, it will give you a livelihood.
那就是一个福。
And that's a blessing,
对不对？
Right?
那可是你如果哈，在这个一口甜哈。的上面你再有个屋顶。
But then if you add a roof on that field,
一点叫什么？富华，对对对。
And that means fortune.
你不但一口田，你还有房子，表示你是富有的。
Of richness, so that besides having, if you have a roof on the land, you will not only be blessed, but you also have I would.
反正这很难翻呐、啊，你随便翻嘿，随便翻。给他拍手一下我刚才要开始我已经跟他说了你会很惨我会今天讲那个东西很难翻的就是这个怎么翻英文我也不知道对不起 Sorry the English congregation Because I talk about the Chinese font、
yeah.
OK 然后呢你如果一口甜下面、哦、给他放一个走马旁
And then you add like a horse character to it.
知道那个字叫什么字吗
？Do you know what?
一口甜在一个走马旁。逼呀、啊！哇，原来如果你有一口甜啊，可是哦，嘿，还要移动的话，表示什么？表示说你不稳定啊。因为有一口田，可是必须跑路啊。
Oh, it means that if you
还不能种田了、啊，如果战乱，你还要走掉啊，是不是？哦、或者你必须变动啊有一口甜逼啊逼有没有压力
哟、
oh, okay. 哇所以你看这个中国字有意思吧
if you're moving away from your land,
但是呢最重要的
But most importantly here,
一口甜
this piece of land,
旁边有一个神字边
if you add the symbol for God,
你看这个福的左边是什么边
the Chinese character for blessing,
那叫做神字边吗神就是
the index,
那个
the root,
像衣服那个
root,
然后一个身嘛
That means God.
哇原来一口田如果有神的话
If you have God next to a piece of land,
什么都有了
Then you have everything.
就是福啊
It's a full blessing.
就是福啊 blessing 啊
It's just blessing. Yeah.
Blessing 从哪里来
blessing.
blessing 就从上面那一位爱我们的神来的
Because blessing, true blessing comes from God.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
脱离黑暗进入光明的美好
If you leave the past, the darkness and then enter into God's presence
你有神他就赐予
If you have God, he will give you
脱离黑暗进入神的光明，你有神他就保护。
If you have God, he will protect you.
脱离黑暗进入光明，你依循着神的话。
If you leave the darkness and you listen to God,
你就按时候结果子。
You will bear fruit.
叶子也不干，不枯干，凡所做的尽都顺利。
You will not be dry. Everything you do will prosper.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们后面有一棵枫树。
There is a maple tree in the back
of the church. 就在我的屁股后面。
Just behind me.
到现在为止，落叶已经落光了。
Now the all the leaves have fallen.
现在光秃秃的。
It's there's no leaves.
你等一下出去就看一下。
If you go out, you can take a look.
好难看。
It's ugly.
光溜溜的。
It's empty.
但是告诉你。
But let me tell you.
你如果敏锐的话。
If you're sensitive.
你走靠近一点看。
If you go closer to the tree.
还是注意旁边来车不要撞到啊。
But watch for the cars.
靠近一点看。
If you get closer.
再靠一点看。
Closer.
哇。
Whoa. 我吹不出来。
你看每一只枝子啊。
Every stem.
注意看。
If you take a look at the stem.
都已经含苞待放。
They're budding.
含苞待放。
Are the budding ready to bloom?
The flowers, flower 的那个小小的。哦、
对啊
，bud
啊
，bud
不是 but，
bud， 对
，bud。
Yeah, right.
Ready to bloom. 对。
所以大地已经春意盎然了。
So the spring is in the air.
你的生命这一年。也是春意盎然。
Your life this year should be full of new beginnings.
那个上帝赏给你我那个生命的祝福已经蓄势要迸发了。
Now the blessing of the Lord who is given to us is ready
to be revealed. 他给那个不值钱的一棵树都有这样的生命力。
If he can give a dying tree this type of life,
给你给我岂不更多的祝福和能力吗？
Wouldn't he give more blessings to you and my life?
愿神给我们这样子的信心。
May the Lord give us His faith.
我们是一个已经进入神美好的人。
We are people who have entered into His beauty.
我们无论遇到什么环境，我们都可以带着得胜的心来。
No matter what happens, we will be walking in
His path. 成为一个爱主而且追求真理，能够蒙神引导的人。
And be a person who can be guided by the Lord.
我们把时间来交给我们的同工，我们来继续下面的时间。我们下面有很多精彩的节目。好的。